All right, here we go. It's time for our Centralia locker room chat as we get set for week number four of high school football on Friday night. Brandon Tamma, we're joined now by Roger Holthouse. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply. Also want to thank Community Healthcare System as well, making it possible each and every week. Coach, a big bounce-back win for your team. Of course, a couple of weeks ago, a team out of Missouri at Mid-Buchanan. You saw the first loss of the year, but you return home in week three, first time at home, which had to have felt nice, and you guys get a big win over Onega, that final 42-6. Just take us back to that one and a few overall thoughts and takeaways from it.
Well, it was nice not getting on a yellow bus and head somewhere, so that was I enjoyed it, and I think the kids enjoyed it. As far as the game goes, Brandon, I thought we did better on locking on blocks. I thought we did better on tackling. I thought those two things we need to improve, and I thought we did improve on them for the most part. I thought we ran the ball fairly well, put a couple new sets in. I thought we moved Henry Heidemann kind of to a tailback, and I thought he ran extremely hard, and I thought we was efficient for the most part in offense and defense. They stuck a couple drives together. We bent, but we didn't break, so overall, it was not a bad game for us.
You mentioned moving some pieces around. Was that by needing to because of a certain reason, or did you have something like that in mind and you're just kind of tinkering with some things here?
Well, I think after coming after the loss to Mid-Buchanan, I thought we needed a Heidemann kid. He's about 195 pounds and he's a little bigger full tailback go up inside, and then we put Quint kind of a spot where he does a lot of his damage to the outside and catch the ball a little bit. So, I think it was something that needed to be done. I think it's just we still put Quint in the tailback at times, but it helped us anyway Friday night.
We're 3 weeks in. We're heading up on week four. Hard to believe we're basically right now at the halfway point of the regular season. How would you assess the team now as we hit week four compared to maybe the start of the year?
Well, I think, Brandon, we as coaches, I think, are starting to figure out. We kind of knew some pieces, but and then as the year goes, I think every team, I think you need to adjust a little something. You see, we could be better here than we thought. So, I think the move was a good one. That's why playing such a, a team like Mid-Buchanan early is really, really good for us, because we see those areas where we need to improve on, and then you make those adjustments, and then you go forward, and then you kind of tinker with it as you go through the season.
Couple more minutes here with Centralia football coach Roger Holthouse. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. District play gets going this week. We'll talk about the opponent after this on KMZA. We're back here on KMZA, our locker room chats here tonight, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, Centralia coach Roger Holthouse joining us a couple more minutes. Week number four, Friday night, coach, you're at home again, your second home game here in 2024, but district play gets going. Pretty familiar opponent here in Donovan West. I'll start here. The challenges for a team like D West, because, they bounce back and forth from 11-man to 8-man. They were an 8-man the last few years. Now they're back up to the 11-man ranks here. Just the challenges for a team like that when they already have some tough numbers and dealing with, issues like that, and then being, bumped back up to the 11-man ranks, just the challenges and what you see and how hard it is, for them to kind of adapt to those changes.
I think it's very hard because you don't have the consistency there to go back. We're very fortunate that our kids have run the same offense the last 20 years, and even when Coach Classics here, we're running the same stuff. Might have tinkered some stuff, but we're running the same stuff. So I think that's for consistency purposes, for the kids' sake, when they start in junior high and work their way up, it becomes very normal to them. And when you're bouncing back from 8-man to 11-man, or, bounce back from an offense to a different offense, that's hard on the kids to have that consistency all the way through high school, or instead of, just going out and playing because they know the system, now they're worried about this language is a little bit different than what we had before, and so on and so forth. So it's tough for them, and I get that.
Well, tell us about Donovan West. What do you see? They're coming off a tough loss to Valley Heights. They do have a win under their belt against Pleasant Ridge back in week two, but they also lost to Onega in week one. So they sit here at 1-2. What can you tell us? What stands out on tape?
They got some speed. Of course, anybody that plays us is going to have more speed than we got, but they do have a couple of backs that can run and got some speed. But Brandon, it comes back to for us anyway, and we got to take care of Satray, and we got to do we still got to block, and we still got to tackle. Don't turn the thing over, and it doesn't matter if we're playing D West or Alabama. Those three things you can't do. You've got to be able to do all three of them to win all three aspects to win the game, and that's kind of what we hang our hat on.
There it is. Centralia football coach Roger Holthouse joining us again, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System. Week number four, Centralia at home. They get Donovan West. District play gets going on Friday night this week. Coach, as always, appreciate a few minutes. Good luck this week.
Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it.